So, hello and welcome to FMB Digital Storytelling. Can you just give us your name and the purpose of your organisation?
Okay, my name is Henry Baptiste. My organisation is called Pathway Housing Solutions. We're a not-for-profit organisation, which essentially means that whatever monies we make, we ply back into the business and also use that to run a range of community projects as well. And what Pathway Housing Solutions is about essentially is providing accommodation for people who are in housing need. Yeah.
Marvellous. Can you just give us a couple more examples of your work?
Yeah, I mean, part of what we're doing is we've got a new build project. So we're essentially about providing, as I said, providing housing for people that need, and that takes two routes. One is to acquire land and build new housing, and the other is to take over empty properties and renovate them, and for people who are homeless or in housing need to move into that. So essentially, yeah, what we're about is trying to help people who are struggling to get on the housing ladder, and it doesn't matter if they're trying to rent or if they're trying to get housing to buy. That's what Pathway Housing Solutions is about, yeah.
Cool. What would you say are the best parts or best experiences of your work?
The best parts of the work are, every day is varied, yeah, so I can, on a typical day, I can be meeting with a group of students. I could be meeting with some community representatives. I could be meeting with an architect, a consultant, a quantity surveyor. It's the variety. But what it does is it gives you a chance to build relationships, meet new people. Yeah, and that's what I enjoy about it, the variety that it offers. And it's not a typical 9-to-5. I mean, essentially what we've been doing as well is we've been running some youth programs as well. So that's another dimension to what Pathway Housing is about, because what is crucial to us is that we're a community-based organisation. And in order to maintain that community base, we were involved in and continue to be involved in community projects as well, yeah?
So when you say about how you get involved with the community, is it just a specific area or do you go all around Nottingham? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I'm a Nottingham guy, yeah, born and bred, so there are what other people might see as boundaries, and I don't necessarily see them as boundaries, yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, the Nottingham areas where there's a need, where we can operate, great. Essentially, I mean, my background is quite varied, but I've worked in lots of different parts of Nottingham, including this area. So I know this area particularly well, but I know other parts of Nottingham equally well as well. And a key driver for us, one of the key reasons why we're around is because of the situation that's happening in society at the moment in terms of people struggling to get on the housing ladder because of the housing crisis, yeah? So you've got people who can't afford to buy, you've got people who can't afford to rent, you've got people who are homeless, and the numbers of people are living in temporary accommodation. So we're trying to address those needs. So that's essentially what we're about, trying to find a route way out of difficulty and poverty for people, yeah? If you take students, for example, students who eventually leave university, get their job, are going to struggle to buy a property, yeah, because times are changing. You've got more people on the council waiting list than you've ever had. You've got more people rough sleeping than you've ever had. It's visible. If you walk around the city centre, you can see it. Yeah. But you've also got a fair proportion of people who can't afford a house as well. So we run a number of schemes. One of the ones we're looking at is called shared ownership. Another one is market discount sale. So we want to cater for people who are struggling to get on the housing ladder, be them in hostel accommodation or temporary accommodation, or people who essentially just can't get the money together to buy the first home.
Okay. What would you say are the greatest challenges that you face in your work?
We're a new organisation. So as a new organisation, getting your footprint in the marketplace is a difficulty. But it's also about understanding the politics and the marketplace. And so for us, it's been a learning curve. And I think that learning curve has been useful because it means that we've been able to make really good networks with key organisations, housing associations, different local authorities, similar sort of organisations as ourselves. And we've travelled kind of the length and breadth of the country, yeah, as far down as Brighton and as far north as Hull and Leeds to meet similar organisations who've got similar sort of values to us, yeah, and to learn from their mistakes as well. But also, I mean, I'm of the view that sometimes you have to learn mistakes. Yeah, you have to, you gain more sometimes from the mistakes that you make. And that what's been crucial for us, I suppose, is we've gone through this journey of learning about housing and planning and building relationships with communities as well. So it's been, I wouldn't say there were barriers, but I'd say there were opportunities to learn.
Who gets involved with your organisation? So who's involved in your organisation?
We're a volunteer run organisation. So we essentially have a board of 5 members, and then we have what we call an advisory committee, and they tend to be people with kind of professional and technical skills. And then we have a membership base as well. So we have a group of volunteers as well that support the organisation. So we've got about 30 plus volunteers, and we pull them in, or they get involved in areas that are of interest to them.
So how do you get volunteers in? Like,
well, essentially, we a lot of it is word of mouth. Some of it is through social media. Other is through contacts that our members have, and other people are interested in what we're saying and what we're looking at achieving, so they get involved. When we ran the youth program, it was people who had a particular interest in youth work. Yeah, where we're doing some research on homelessness as well. So we've got people who are interested in, we've got research skills, are interested in that kind of stuff. So depending on what it is we were involved in, people get involved in those, their areas of interest. But also some people just sign up as members who are interested in the opportunity of being on our waiting list for housing.
Fair enough. What else can you tell us about your work/organisation?
What else can I tell you? Well, essentially, we're volunteer-driven. We're a community-based organisation. We're Nottingham-based. We recognise that the kind of housing landscape is quite complex for many people. And part of what we want to do is demystify that. Because there are different route ways into accommodation. Yeah, not everybody's aware of what those are. So we're hoping to run... we are planning to run some workshops over the next few months as well, where people can come along and find out about alternative ways, alternative routes into accommodation that are out there for them. People want to get involved in the organisation and support what we're about, because I think, as I've said, we're a community organisation, so it's about having a voice, yeah, and campaigning for opportunities for local people to come together, and not only just come together, but to come together to be able to build their own housing, yeah, develop their own housing, because we've got a project called Homemade, and that project is essentially about people self-build. So essentially about people going out, gaining skills in construction, renovating a property, and then moving into it. So yeah, quite varied opportunities there.
Marvellous.
Thank you.
And how do you see your organisation expanding and growing into the future?
As I said, I mean, for us, the reality is there is a need for more accommodation. There's a need for more social housing. There's a need for more affordable housing. And where there's that need, we can position ourselves well enough in order to secure finance, because you need money to do these things, where we can secure a strong volunteer base. We've got the skills that we need moving forward, where we can get the support of local councils and of corporates as well. I think that will support us in terms of moving forward. But clearly, the fact is there are people who are in need of housing. So there is a demand there.
Marvellous. And how can people get to know more about your organisation?
All right. Our website is pathwayhousingsolutions.org.uk. So people can contact us via our website. Our number is 0115 871 6377. And you can contact us also by email, which is info@pathwayhousingsolutions.org.uk.
So have you got any further comments you'd like to make about your organisation?
Essentially, if people want to get involved and want more information, just contact us via our website or via email address. As I said, we're going to be running some workshops as well. So just listen out for us and come along to one of our events.
Marvellous. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure. Cheers.